welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 17th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how you doing this week?
Pretty good, you?
Hanging in there, trying to make sure I don't get strep throat like my wife. The rampant diseases in my household are wearing me down.
Yeah, that's not stopping.
It's almost comical at this point.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. So a little short list this week, only 10 items, so I guess we will go right to it. First up this week, in the new releases, is North Star Military Figures, Plastic Elves for Oathmark.
Yeah, so in their line of new art plastic figures, they are now 2D elves. So for their original release, their launch deal, they're doing like they did with the Goblin, the Dwarf, and other of their minis. So for each box you buy, well, they have multiple deals on the website, but in the end, each box you buy gives you some extra miniatures from their hero set. Those are metal. So if you get the single box, you get one. If you get the army box, you get a whole bunch of them. So lots of stuff. They are generic elves, the plastic ones, so they could fit almost anywhere. That's the joy of the old mark art plastic stuff.
Yeah, they look a little bit like classical, like Warhammer Fantasy high elves.
Mm-hmm. A mix of Warhammer Fantasy and Tolkien, I would say.
Yeah, well, let's face it, Warhammer Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, it's really inspired, for sure.
Yeah, they're nice figures in that old hammer kind of way. And super affordable.
Yep.
30 multi-part plastic models for £25.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a good deal. It plastic does. Miniatures, I won't lie. Yeah, and those are available now, right?
They are a launch deal. And they are getting available when? Sorry.
Well, you can add in the cart right now. It doesn't say anything about...
Yeah, so I think they're the launch deal, they are available. And
yep.
The deal will just be available for a little while. And
limited time.
Get just the box.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right. Next up, Mom Miniatures, Minotaur.
Yeah, so their Minotaur is in their Chaos section. So it's more of a Chaos Minotaur than just a Minotaur. Works because it got a bunch of skulls and spikes everywhere. Also get a lot of armor for a Minotaur. So like everything Mom Miniatures does, the sculpting is cool. It's one of their models that's a bit hard to read when you look the painted version. We had that same comment about, I think, the Giant they did. Was too colorful.
And it is big. Yeah. I have a scale photo next to a 28. Like, at first, I just thought it was whatever. Then I the scale shot, I'm like, holy jeebus.
Yeah, it's...
That's huge.
95 meter tall. It's a 50 meter base, not 40. So that's like a Minotaur hero.
Yeah. And it is really quite nice. The colors are very vibrant, like you said. And I think it just kind of... It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the scale shot. Now I say it. He's really big.
Yeah, yeah. He's huge.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's really strange. They obviously went NMM for... And it's well executed. But I find it doesn't read... It doesn't read to me as NMM, it just reads me as a bunch of bright colors.
Yeah. Almost like a comic style.
Yeah, kind of. But very cool. And he's only €20.
Yeah. That's a steal.
I realize €20 is still a fair amount of money for a miniature, but he's not very miniature. Let's put it that way.
No. That's bigger than a lot of the eye scale or bust that we share here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's that's a big arse model.
Yeah, and more mass.
Super cool looking.
So,
yep.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, next up, TT Combat, new destroyers for Dropfleet Commander.
That is pretty much all. So you are getting, there are four new releases. So it's a destroyer box for each of the four factions. So UCM, PHR, Scourge, and Sholtari. Most of them comes with multiple variants in them. So like, for example, the UCM destroyers, you can make up to three models in them, the Vancouver class, Havana class, and Kiev. However, one of those, the Kiev, use more parts. So instead of doing three models, you can only do two with the, when you buy the box. And they have the experimental rules available under each of their page. Yeah, in the case of the UCM, it comes with like a ship parts, the big wings, I could say. And the Kiev used three instead of two. So.
Yeah, I really love the way the Kiev looks. I love the way the UCM ships look in this game. You know, I have a full fleet for this. I should probably try it at some point.
I thought you had tried it. Yeah.
No.
It's not the case yet. Okay.
No. Every time, it's never really worked out. And to be honest, I don't know where the special bases are at this point. I know where the models are. But the rest of the accessories are floating around somewhere. I don't know, the place where that would have been played kind of closed before we could actually ever play it. So,
yeah,
never really quite got anywhere with it. Maybe someday. Do we have pricing on that?
Yes, each of their bucks,
oh, 25
those
pounds,
bucks are right. 25 pounds, yeah.
Right. Which for three models isn't horrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's next? Unreleased miniatures. Halfling ladies with bows. Oh my.
Yeah, so it's a small set of four halfling ladies. They are coming cast in metal. So when you go to the page, you're going to see the original sculpts there. But the casting is done in metal. And I quite like them. The detail level is pretty good for the size. And they're not cartoony. They're not Game Workshop.
They're not heroic scale.
Yeah, they're not heroic at all. So, they're nice. Yeah. It's a small set. Not too... doesn't cost too much. Like, just under 14 pounds for four models.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Yep. Oh.
I'm trying to figure out where it ships from. Because nothing mentioned for shipping. I'm assuming shipping's on top. Probably shipping from the UK since it's in pounds. So to Canada, it should be fairly cheap. All right. Who is next?
I think they're in Poland, though. Or the sculptor is Polish, maybe?
They're sneaky.
Yeah, Polish.
Sneaky Poles. Using pounds, try to throw me off their trail.
Euros is available in the, the menu in the also.
Fair enough. All right. Anyway, next up, MicroArt Studio, Captain Frederick Olofsson and Guideng for Wolsung.
Yeah, so we don't talk about Wolsung that often, but those two models are pretty cool. So it's two new models for two different factions. Captain Frederick Olofsson, which has a flaming knife, a flaming sword.
I was going to say it's
yeah,
pretty
it's
big for a knife.
It's not a knife. It's a sword. So he works for Ash and Oak, the Ash and Oak Club. And Guideng, which looks like an alchemist with all kinds of potions. Or magical lanterns, maybe. She works for the Triad of Lotus Dragon.
So. Yeah, I'm going to go with magical lanterns. Or incense or something.
Yeah, I really like the two models. The only thing I find... not sad. That's too much of a word. The pictures are small.
I was actually going to say the same thing. The The website photographs are ridiculously tiny. So unless you click on them and try to see a bigger shot.
And even the big shot.
Is not great.
Is not great. That's the size I would assume you would see on the page straight.
Yeah, so we should tag them, as we always do, and hopefully they'll see that and maybe adjust it.
Hopefully.
It's a shame. It doesn't do their miniature any good.
No. Because the miniatures are nice, and the paint jobs are nice, too.
Yeah, no, they're extremely well sculpted.
Like, I don't know if you've looked at the Captain Frederick Olafsson, but the back view with her flame and the...
Yeah, and the little backpack.
The OSL with the, on his backpack. Yeah. Looks nice.
How can you say you don't... I do read what you send me, Antoine, right? I don't just do this off the cuff.
I know, but I don't know if you looked at the
other pictures. I spend at least 3 seconds looking at everything.
Sure.
The sad part is, I was double-checking while we're talking. Their other models on their website also have tiny pictures, so it's like...
Yeah, it's all of them.
That's too bad. It'd make it easier to sell if they had better photographs. Or larger photographs, I think. All right. Well, that finishes all of the regular new releases, and that takes us to Kickstarter and crowdfunding. And first up is an oldie but a goodie, Midnight Heroes Super Chibi Round 4.
So, Round 4 gets you 3 new characters. So, you couldn't go with the same number twice to make it easy. So, it's... for 3 minis, I'm just looking for the names. And I can't find them back. Anyway, get a small dwarf berserker.
Who looks awesome.
A kitsune. Probably kitsune
thief. Who also looks awesome, yeah.
And what looks like ninja. A thief with a skull mask.
Oh, I think that's a ninja. He's got 2 swords on the back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the hood. So.
Yeah. I think these things look amazing.
Yeah.
I want all the chibis, Antoine.
Mm-hmm.
Help me get all the chibis. Oh, there's an orc riding a wolf.
Yeah, because they are unlocking because they have funded. It's a Kickstarter. So they are in the stretch goal alley now.
Yeah, and the wolf should have unlocked. He just hasn't updated, I guess, since... Actually, I can't tell if that's 3,700 or 3,100.
I can't tell either. That's 3,700. Because there's a 1 higher.
Okay, so he's almost unlocked.
Yeah.
But So, need some more chibis, Antoine? We can combine safe shipping.
I got some of them from the first Kickstarter you ran, if I remember correctly. The sculpting just is getting better and better.
Yeah, I like the tech ninja thing too. He's gotten in the mega pledge. There's a cool like
on the model from the
Yujing looking.
Yeah.
Any idea who the blindfolded model with the guns is?
It's Taketa. It's the one that will be unlocked at the next threshold. There is a bust of that model that is unlocked.
Okay, because. I actually have a 3D printed version of a model of that guy that someone else did. And I have no idea who the character is. I just printed it to do a test.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I saw this one, like, that's the same pose, same guy. What is this? So I knew I did. It was like an actual thing. But yeah. Some awesome stuff here. Do we have pricing? Well, of course we have pricing. It's Kickstarter. So
It's cheap.
$20 US gets 3 minis and all unlock stretch goals. Psh! How do you go wrong? And you can add previous models for $5.
Yeah, and right now that's already 5 minis for $20.
Yeah, good deal. And then shipping is paid afterwards, USPS first class, which means it's going to be fairly cheap anyway.
Yes.
Compared to Canadian Postal.
And less import fees than any of the other courier. So thank you for using ESPS.
Exactly. Much appreciated. All right. So his Kickstarter was originally looking for $900 US. a very reasonable amount. He's currently at $3,277 US with 10 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will fully fund on Friday, April 27th, 2018. Do we have a delivery day? I mean, I'm sure it's in there. I just didn't notice it. October 2018. Sweet. All right. Next up. Simon. Zombicide Invader.
So this is Zombicide in Space.
This is like, what, the 36th version of Zombicide or something from Simon?
Yeah, 37? Something like that.
I've lost count.
Me too. Same basic premise. You are playing a cooperative board game. You are trying to hunt zombies, but this time it's space zombies.
The worst kind.
Yeah.
Again, components look amazing. Models look amazing. It's Zombicide. You know, they've kind of got it down to a science.
Oh, yes.
It does look cool. You know,
we mentioned zombies. Yeah. This time there's an alien, the Xenos. Not zombies. Plays the same.
Oh, it's aliens?
Yeah.
Are they alien zombies?
Maybe.
Wasn't there, maybe. Wasn't there orc zombies in one of the previous versions?
Like Black Plague or something? Black Plague, yeah, the fantasy version.
Yeah. Which apparently gets rave reviews.
Yes, it's supposed to be one of the best variant of it.
Anyway, this... look, it fully funded. What a shock. I suppose I should go over the pledge levels. Core box is $100 US. Pretty standard. Bunch of bonuses at $150 US.
You get the expansion.
Yeah, and the exclusive stuff. So, very cool. They were looking for $250,000. They're currently at $1.3 million.
Barely scraping by.
Yeah, they might make it. 16 days left to go, you know, a little over 10,000 backers. So this Kickstarter will fully fund on Thursday, May 3rd, 2018. You know, it's a shame that Simon hasn't figured out a way to actually market these things without doing a Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Sorry. I'm so jaded. I'm sorry, Simon. Okay, I'm only kind of sorry. Anyway, next up, Anvil Industry, Daughters of the Burning Rose.
So this is what you would expect for Sister of Battles, Parsis.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why would you use them like that? How? I mean, okay, I can't even lie about it. They're very blatant about it.
They call them gothic medieval warrior women, but in space.
Yeah. And they basically look like sisters. There's very few things that to differentiate them from a GW model in terms of style.
Yeah, they are more medieval looking armor. That's for sure. Less space marine armor. More medieval looking. More gothic.
That helmet they have looks very much like one of the helmets the sisters wear.
Yeah.
Except it's.
But it's more the suit of armor. Different.
Yeah.
Look more medieval, but...
Yeah, and there's no fleur-de-lis all over them.
Yeah.
Technically, they could, though, because that's not a trademark symbol, right? That's...
No, but that's been done by other companies, too, like... I think Raging Heroes are using the fleur-de-lis, too. So.
You can be... Well, who cares?
Yeah.
You want your copies looking like someone else's copies? Come on. Or, your count as looking like someone else's. But you can be damn sure that... when they GW releases their own plastics, there won't be a fleur-de-lis in sight. I'm sure it'll be some sort of trademarkable, like, copyrightable something.
New symbol, for sure.
Yeah, but I do like the aesthetic. Like, I like the guns. You know, you can clearly tell the thing that looks like a bolter is a bolter, but it also looks like an old-school rifle because of the way it's made. You know,
even though it
looks like a Melta, like,
yeah, all look like almost sci-fi medieval.
Yeah, I think they cleverly, that was a new word. They were very clever about how they designed it so that people wouldn't be confused about what they're wielding as weapons.
Mm-hmm. Like if you're 40k, the old 80s or 70s cartoons like E-Man or there was one with Robin Hood in space.
Oh, good. Yes, Rocket Robin Hood.
Yeah, it makes me think of that.
Yeah. Do you know what? Apparently, a lot of people want Sisters of Battle in plastic. So, what do we have here? Basically, the pledge levels are you pledge money and then you buy value equal to what you pledge. And the more you pledge, you do get freebies. You know, free exclusive Inquisitor, free specialist weapon upgrade pack, bonus free accessories brew, and then bonus credits and stuff as you go up. Yeah. So it starts at £40 and the highest pledge level, I think, is £250. All right. And they were looking for £15,000. They're currently at £27,370. Like I said, a lot of people want Plastic Sisters and can't wait a year. So there's 16 days left to go. This Kickstarter should fully fund on Thursday, May 3rd, 2018. Next up. Bob Naismith Miniatures, Overrunners, 28mm Heroic Sci-Fi Resin Figures and Vehicles.
The title is long and explains it pretty much. The style of figure is more near future than others we might see.
Elysian Dropships?
Yeah, kind of look like that maybe. Also have the vehicle for it. The bikes, I don't think, are in use.
No, but I think that bike looks cool.
The bike looks really cool, so it could be used for other games, probably. There's a bunch of generic sci-fi games, so those could be used for it. The one version and the two rider version, too.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's pretty
reasonably
priced.
I like the look of them, really.
You know, they have a pledge level. First off, the models are awesome. The infantry models are awesome. The vehicles look great. Is it the Torox? Is that what it's called? The Elysian one? Yeah. Oh, no, the Torox is the other one. What's the Elysian thing called? Do you remember? The
Jeep. I don't remember.
Anyway, the Jeep looks awesome. The jet bike, I think, looks really, really cool. Pledge levels are starting at, what? £6. So you can, £6, you buy 1 to 4 figs, £6 each. Then the two-man bike is £20. And then I think as an add-on, it's £18 for the two-man bike. So a bit of a price break there. They are really, really cool. And anyway, the pledge levels go up from there. The more you pledge, the more you get, obviously. Lots of neat stuff. And they were looking for £3,500, and they're currently at £5,142. So they fully funded with 28 days left to go. So this should go pretty far, I think. I don't think it'll be a Zombicide 1.7 million, but I think you'll get a lot of stuff. This Kickstarter should fully fund on Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. And that takes us to the last of this week's Kickstarter campaigns, which is Grimforge Miniatures, Spoils of Kadath Miniatures Game.
So this is either one versus one or a cooperative dungeon crawl game set in a Lovecraftian underworld city. They have five factions available, each coming with their 4 to 5 miniatures each. I think, yeah, 4 to 5 miniatures each. You can play them either like that, by playing in a skirmish style on 3x3, or use tiles to go exploring and killing creatures and horrors.
Yeah, it's a neat concept. I like the fact that it's a multi-mode play. You know, it's a tough space. Like we were talking about before we recorded the cast, that it's that whole cooperative dungeon crawl game space is pretty full now.
Yes.
So it's tough to get interest, I think, doing another one like that. So you need to have something that differentiates you. And the fact that you can use the miniatures as a standalone miniature war game, like a skirmish game, mm-hmm. is a cool idea. And, you know, the miniatures look really nice. I think you've definitely got some good value. Pledge level... What's the one it's not very expensive. I'm trying to find, I mean, there's the pledges start at 13 euros, which gives you the rule book and PDF rules.
Yeah, the basic one I would say is the 40 euros one.
Yeah, that's exactly five models for five models. Guild,
their cards, and the PDF.
Yeah.
After that, so it goes up. You can get the monsters, horrors, dungeon tiles. It just goes up.
You name it, they give it to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a cool idea. And it's Cthulhuverse, so how do you go wrong? Nothing says love like Cthulhu.
There's love in Lovecraft.
I was just gonna show me on the Cthulhu doll where the tentacle touched you. now the problem is I think they're gonna have a hard time. They want 14,000 euros, and they're currently only at 1,243 euros. They do have 22 days left to go. 21 by the time this airs. So I wish them best of luck. Assuming they hit their goal, they will fully fund on Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. And that is that, Antoine. We've made it through another list.
Yes.
That you painstakingly compiled.
It's not that bad.
I don't know. I saw some of the stuff we cut. It seemed pretty painful. Anyway, as always, thanks very much for doing this, Antoine. Thank you, folks who listen to this, for listening. And I guess I'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Who, What, Why, a game design podcast. A podcast that talks about the ins and outs of game design with game designers. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.